if you are getting ready to put together, or maybe you're in the middle of putting together your summer reading list, you know, people who read, guys.
Mm-hmm. What's reading?
I know that's foreign.
It is foreign.
Is that like on, is that like when you're on TikTok and, you, and they have mm-hmm. the words that come up?
Yeah, it's these things called books.
What?
Yeah, books. You know, like you can read it on your computer screen, but there's a lot of people in this world who love to hold a book and read it.
Is that
yeah.
a French word?
I know.
We no. talked recently about things that smell nice, and Katie was talking about the smell of books, and I was like, I don't know the last time I smelled a book.
Really? I just did it like 2 days ago at the library.
I need to snag
What's
one of my
library? Wife's. What's a library?
I did.
By the way.
Like on your phone?
If you're new to the show, Katie is not 80.
No, I'm not.
She just has an old soul.
I like to read the newspaper. I like to watch the news. And I like to read books. So what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
She did never put that on her dating profile.
No, I did not. No. But my husband loves me for me. And yes. by the way, Matt, I don't know why you're acting like it's so foreign. Your wife and I text nonstop about books.
My wife goes to the library.
Yes. Yeah,
and I think it's weird every time.
Well,
yeah.
It's more common than you think. Anyway.
Well, people take their kids, like little kids there.
Yes.
So they have activities.
Activities yeah. and books, yes. But if you are getting ready to put together your summer reading list, there is a very common theme that a lot of ladies like to read about.
Just when you thought your summer reading list couldn't contain another trashy novel about the mysterious disappearance of a suburban housewife, comes the latest from Gillian Hawkins, best-selling author of The Missing White Lady. Where did that white lady go? Anybody see a white lady?
Oh, no.
And, I don't see a white lady. On shelves now, it's Ding Dong. Who's there? Not a white lady, because she's gone. A book's so good, you'll be first in line when it's inevitably turned into a movie starring Reese Witherspoon. Yeah. Ding Dong. Who's there? Not a white lady. Because she's gone. Buy it today. Or just change the names in one of your other Missing White Lady books.
Mm. Well, that's, yeah.
It's a theme. Yeah. It's a theme.
My mom reads tons of murder mysteries.
Yes. And the sicker, the better for me. Like the more psychological thriller mm-hmm. for me, mm-hmm. the best. So
yeah.
good.
I mean, yeah, reading seems like it's cool.
It is cool. It's like to use your imagination.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Well, Gone Girl, I've heard. I've seen only seen the movie, but I heard the book was amazing.
It's phenomenal. I think there's
a Missing White Lady.
Yeah, it is. I know. Mm-hmm. There's only one time in my life that I think the show or the movie turned out better than the book.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I just watched it recently. It was Nine Perfect Strangers. And it was the one with Nicole Kidman, Melissa McCarthy. It was a show.
Is that show? I think I watched the first episode. And it was excellent.
The show is phenomenal.
I think I know the one you're talking about. My wife Hannah read and then watched.
Yeah, Nine Perfect Strangers. And the book, it was okay. I mean, I read it. I was very excited to see the show. The show, outstanding.
They're on some kind of retreat kind of thing, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I saw the whole season. Yes.
You saw the whole thing?
Yes. Melissa McCarthy. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and the healing.
And she's like a health guru type, spiritualist type.
And they're seeking her out. And then the whole plot is these nine strangers are actually all brought together for specific reasons. And then you're uncovering, and it's psychological. And,
the cast is great.
So good.
What a great show.
Bobby Cannavale is in
there.
Yeah, he's
tremendous.
Yeah, it's really great. So, but that's like, I think the only time that a show or a movie has been better than the book.
Right. Mm-hmm. Matt, what's the last book you've read?
The last book that I read was probably one of the Hunger Games books.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's pretty recent.
Yeah. I think I read
the second one or the third one,
and then I watched the movie, and I became that person I hate. The person that's like, if you like the movie, you should have read the book.
Yeah, I know. I've done that, too.
I hate that part. I'm like, they can both be their own independent thing.
But as soon
as I experience that, I'm like, I will never do this again.
That's why I don't read books, because I don't want to ruin the movie experience.
Any book that there's a possibility it might be a movie, I'm like, I'm out.
I'm out. Not going to do
it. I'm going to wait to the movie.
Mm-hmm. Squid, what's the last book your mom read to you?
The last one she read to me.
What's the last one you read?
I'll say the last one I read and enjoyed and remembered was Rockbuster by Gloria S. I don't know how to say her last name.
Gloria Stefan?
It sounds like it's Russian. S-Q-U-R-Z. Krasinski?
Okay.
Gloria Krasinski, Rockbuster.
Okay.
It's about a love story between a coal miner and the rich miner. The owner of the mine's daughter fell in love with a coal miner.
Did you have to read it for school?
No. I read it while I was in school, though. Oh. Like in middle school. But.
Middle school?
Yes.
Middle school.
You're being honest. It was great.
You're being honest.
Great.
You didn't read a single book in high school?
Or college?
I didn't do a single book in college, no. Nice. In college, I mean, I guess in high school, I guess I had to have.
Or just see the Cliff Notes.
Probably Cliff Notes. Yeah, yeah, I probably just Cliff Notes.
Or Wikipedia at that point.
This makes me sad for our future. It truly does.
I'll say this. My daughter, she would read like 50 books a summer.
Yeah.
I mean, jeez, I've never seen anyone read. I mean, I'm not exaggerating.
Mm-hmm.
She'd read,
I believe you.
You know, 5 or 6 books a week.
Mm-hmm.
And now that she's getting a little bit older, she's not doing it as much, and I kind of miss that part.
Well, there's also...
She's so busy, though.
But she'll get back into it.
Yeah,
I mean,
she
there
loves
was,
it.
Yeah, a time like you just become busier, but yeah, my sisters and I, my mom is a huge reader, huge, and she's always reading, like, she knows the bestseller list, she's always reading the top ones, my dad, too, but they have more time now.
Oh, my mom joined some online club where you... authors who write books are looking to get reviews so their Amazon sales go up. And so my mom's in this club where these authors will send my mom autographed copies of their book for her to read and give a review. So she gets all kinds of books. Some of them are not great.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it's an unknown author who's trying to get established.
Right.
But she gets a ton of books that way.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah. I'm trying to think the last, you know, I read the Bible and the Book of Mormon every day.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually I don't. But I've read them. I've read them cover to cover.
Yes.
Multiple times. But I would say the last one I can remember I read the whole Harry Potter series, whole Hunger Games series, Twilight series, because I'm a teenage girl.
Well, and they're also really good.
They are excellent. Harry Potter's
very good.
Great.
Uh-huh.
I think Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Okay. Oh. All three or just the one?
No, I need to read the next two. I love that book. And did the same thing Matt did. Well, that's not in the book.
Not in there.
Creative license, I guess.
The book was so much better on that.
I don't remember James Bond being in the book.
But okay.
Daniel Craig. Yeah. All right. Interesting. Yeah. I know, Katie, how many do you think you'll read this summer?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I have the Goodreads app, so it tells me exactly how many I have, but I think I'm already like on 50 for the year.
Wow.
Jeez.
If you're looking for a great series, Hank the Cow Dog. Hank the Cow Dog. Great series. Hound Dog, on the farm. Saving, fighting crime.
I mean, I read books to my kids.
Sure.
Like Ezra.
But for your reading
But my reading pleasure, no.
Yeah.
The authors are Dr. Seuss.
You're right. And Dr. Seuss, I'll straight skip pages on that.
Yes, too long.
I clump them together. I'm like, okay, we're at the back of the book here.